Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, well, I don't know if it's paradise yet, Curtis, but the Sox are back in the postseason. You love it. Everybody's waking up this morning with a good feeling, a good vibe after a Fenway walk-off win, a Sedan walk-off triple. You don't see that much. You ever have any walk-off triples in Little League?
I had a couple home runs in Little League. Dominant one year, hit 727 there, Kenny.
Really?
Yep.
Some evidence of that. I'm going to ask John Curtis if that's true after the show.
He will show you the game ball.
Okay, now, so Sedan and, like, Duran, some of these guys have had big roles on the team, but I don't think they're going to make my top five MVPs on the season. Yeah, probably not even Baby Pedro. Here's my list. You tell me if you disagree with any of these.
Yep.
5-1.
Good, because I totally forgot about this.
Roman Anthony comes in at number 5 for me. And he's not on the team, but he was critical.
I would bump him up a couple spots. Next.
Well, listen to my list. 4, Alex Bregman.
Number 4.
Thank you. Bregman was huge this year. Had a, you know, rougher second half, but still, the leadership, the defensive prowess at third.
He has that certain je ne sais quoi.
Yes, he does. And he's going to help him in the postseason. He's my number 4. Number 3.
Number 3.
Big whiff, Tom. We got to get the coming in at number 3.
Coming in at number 3rd for Courtney. I'm going with the Cuban Missile. Aroldis Chapman, who, by the way, you give me credit for nothing. Before the season began, I had one lead on the Greg Hill Show at a remote event, and I told you Chapman is going to be the surprise of the season, and boy, was I right. 1,000% right.
Are you envious of the Cuban people?
I don't know what that's getting
at. You're a communist.
I am not.
Okay.
Number 2 would be Trevor Story. I think his season as a complete package has been gigantic, unexpected, and critical. They needed Story to be good. And number 1 is the War Pig, Garrett Crochet. He is the MVP of the season. That's my 5-1.
Okay. Number 5 for me is Craig Breslow.
I was not including executives.
Well, I'm including. It's my list. You created the stupid game. Number 4 for me is Bregman. Number 3, Roman Anthony. Number 2, Aroldis Chapman. And number 1, Garrett Crochet.
And Story not in your top 5?
No.
What? And the guy has been, I mean, you got to give him credit.
Nope.
No credit.
He makes $20 million a year. He did what he was paid for.
25 homers, 96 ribbies.
Oh, my God. Get the duck boats ready.
A 3.8 war. I mean, and durable. He's played in 156 games.
Yeah, you just said his lower base is preventing him from throwing the baseball.
Well, he's going to get a couple days rest, and we'll be good to go. So.
And that's the rest of the story.
That's the rest of the story. So let's get
back. All right, we got back to calls. Let's go to Paul. How you doing, Paul? What's going on?
Oh, hello.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Oh, okay, I never gave up on these Red Sox or any Red Sox team ever previous to this. There, I've been a diehard Red Sox fan.
Even Renicky's team?
Even Renicky, yeah. But, yeah, they broke my heart all the time there, but that's okay. I mean, I've lived through it.
fully Renicky.
My father passed away without seeing the Red Sox win the World Series. He used to tell me that the Red Sox they caused more heart attacks than Hitler killed people.
Alrighty.
Jeez. That doesn't put it into perspective. I don't know what does. No, but I think there is some, you know, something to be said for the old generation that had all those tough years. Not that this year is a championship year. This is just a third-place finish in the AL East.
The old generation defeated tyranny. Like, okay, I think they could handle a baseball team. Like,
well, all right, but I'm saying, like, the post-World War II 50s and 60s generation Sox fans, or even through the misery of Mookie and all
right. But nope, there is not a Boston fan on the planet that today can bitch about the tough years, given the last 20 years we've had in all of the sports. And
that's true.
The reason why we all made a big deal out of the Cohiba and Bregman wasn't because Bregman is, you know, the next Manny Ramirez or the next superstar in all of baseball. It was the decision to get back to the table and to invest in serious cash for someone that was a free agent. And what that did was it signaled to you and me and the fan base that the time for waiting to invest had passed. Now, after withstanding the dysfunction on the field and the panic off of it, I mean, how many nights in a row did we follow where either Sam or Craig were on Nesson or EEI in the aftermath of the Devers trade? They were in a full-on crisis resolution.
PR crisis.
And Breslow at the time was mocked by me and others when he said that we may not have as much talent, but I think we could be a better team. And that's what it is. And in that case, it's similar to Nomar. Not in terms of Nomar and Devers had very different relationships with the fan base, but the understanding and the trust and the system that he has been working on cultivating allowed Breslow to make that move. And if you're John Henry, the number one person in the entire organization today is Craig Breslow, because he saved you $300 million and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, like the Cohiba.
All right, Kevin's in Quincy. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Ken, I agree with you that Story had an awesome offensive season. However, the last two or three weeks, he looks like Chuck Knoblauch at shortstop. I mean, he has like 7 errors in the last 10 games, but also 3 balls he probably should have made the play on. They didn't give him an error. Isn't that worrisome to you? Or
well, yeah, I don't know if you heard. I had relayed the story that I was talking to Will Middlebrooks last night in our booth, and I said the same thing you just said.
Can you tell the whole story again? Because I thought it was good.
Well, I'm just saying, he talked to Story. Story is physically tired. The lower half is sore and tired. That's affecting his throws.
Ooh, Tuesdays with Story.
Okay.
You think that he'll be fine to go? It was just that he was tired. That doesn't make any sense. If you can't,
he hasn't played a full season in a long time.
So that precludes you from throwing the ball to first base?
Yes, it all comes from the lower half, the hips and the turn and everything.
So how can you swing a bat?
I'm just relaying what Middlebrook
told. I mean, Will does a great job. I'm nothing about him, but it sounds like somebody carrying the water for the guy.
I mean, he looked good last night. I was giving the story this. He was out there working on his defense before
but
the game.
But wasn't he just as tired last night as he was the day before?
Yeah, well, he's aware of it, and he's working at it.
Okay.
And now he'll get a couple days rest. I feel better about it after hearing that story.
If rest was important, then why did it get better last night when he didn't have rest?
Are you worried about rust if he sits out too?
Rest over rust. Tim and Hanover, what do you think?
Guys, I just wanted to I love it. I love Cora and I love Rabel. The thing is, I called in yesterday when Ted kind of had that thing. After I called, they started a little squabble. But the deal is, we don't have the talent, man. I can't name one elite player on our team. We've went through 5 years of suffering. We're leading to 6 now on the Pats. It's sad, but we got to get the elite players, man. We need the offensive line to be able to open up holes and protect the quarterback and get the guys. We just don't have it, and I'm hoping that they change. I'm trying to keep a positive attitude and watch the games, but they're not really enthusiastic.
Well, your elite player is Drake May. Right? You're hoping. By the end of the year, he's now kind of mid in terms of quarterback, but he looks good.
How exhausting is the Scheim offensive coordinator text thread?
Oh, it's beyond exhausting. It's
It's just such a waste of time.
As you know, I don't like to censor people, but I'm almost saying you're banned from talking about McDaniels for 2 weeks. Two-week ban.
If Drake May is great, then he will not be negatively impacted by Josh McDaniels, because Mac Jones had the same coordinator and threw for 25 touchdowns, made the playoffs, and had a team that had far less talent do more on offense than Drake May has been able to. So, I have a feeling that they'll have a good offensive performance tomorrow. They need to get right and get ready to go to Buffalo, but I'm tired of the Josh stuff.
Speaking of Scheim, 781 texter, Scheim is at home dressed up as a cat right now role-playing.
Oh, God, the furry thing was just...
The furry thing has, like, it's taken off. People were talking about Scheim randomly in the press box last night.
Really?
Yes, probably because Doug Lane started, like, bringing it up, but, like, the furry, just people are talking that don't even know Scheim about Scheim's furry habit. Which is not great.
It is the strangest thing in the world. Like, I don't understand it. As a grown person dressing as an animal. Like,
and of all weeks to unveil it, like, it's Courtney's pregnancy announcement. Congratulations to Courtney and Santo.
Right.
And then you interject with the furry thing.
Oh, maybe Greg told him to bring it up because he was tired of the Courtney talk.
Oh, I hope not.
But either way, I know it's too early to say Drake is great or awful. We all can stipulate that. But if he is what other great quarterbacks are, then I think you would have seen more by now. The one part of Drake May's game that is infuriating is his inability to feel the pressure coming in the pocket.
He holds it a little too long at times.
And he walks into pressure. And, like... I don't know. I know I asked...
You asked about pocket poise.
With Vrabel, and Vrabel said you can develop it over time.
Yes, I think he's right. I give it time.
But...
I give it Josh Allen time.
I just... There is certain guys that just... You could always... Like, going from Bledsoe to Brady, Bledsoe had the worst pocket presence of any quarterback I've ever seen. The most infuriating guy to watch. One of the most overrated Boston athletes of all time. He would just stand there and not realize that a guy was coming to just...
He was tough. You got to get him, Matt. Took a lot of hits.
He was a big guy. Mm-hmm. But don't you agree that for the next, whatever it is, 14 games, that you need to see more from Drake May to be that guy? Bad interception.
If he plays like this all year, that's a good year. You know, he had the fumble, obviously, not great. Ball security.
Fumble was awful.
It was awful. It was bad.
Yeah. It was a horrific play.
But I love that he's spreading the field and they're putting up yards. That is encouraging.
And... where are you on Will Campbell? Is he...
looks great.
Right? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of worry about the O-line. Not one bit of discussion about it.
And very interesting watching the Thursday night game. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh,
Tyler
horrible Martin. Fumble there.
What is going on?
Yeah, that was your guy. You wanted to draft
him. I know. We all can't be right. Let's go to Aiden in Boston. How you doing, Aiden?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Number one, I'm pretty happy to see that the Red Sox are going to be playing in October. And, number two, I just have a question. Who should I start this week for fantasy, Drake May or Justin Herbert?
Oh, good question. You know what? We're going to give you the answer after we trend.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It took four long years, but the Boston Red Sox are finally back in the playoffs. Cedan Rafaela was the hero last night, hitting a walk-off triple to bring Romy Gonzalez home. Alex Cora spoke after the game. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, we're not here to play 162. We're playing. We expect to play all the way till the end of the month next year. The next month, and you know, obviously we have big goals, and hopefully we have a parade.
While the Sox don't know who they'll be playing yet in the wild card, they do know they'll be on the road for the three-game wild card playoff series. The Sox still have two more regular season games to play against the Tigers. Coverage for today's game starts on the Mass Mutual pregame show at 3:10 with Joe Weil. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI, the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Connelly Earle is on the mound for your Boston Red Sox with the first pitch at 4:10. The Patriots are set for a Week 4 matchup against the 1-2 Carolina Panthers. The Pats are seeking their first home win of the season. Jared Wilson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game, while Christian Gonzalez and Mike Iwuanu are listed as questionable. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Curtis, what about the Drive for October studios? Ford, get it? Drive for October?
Oh, yeah. Double entendre.
It is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the New England Ford edition of the Ford F-150, the official truck of the Red Sox, the October Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, hosting Ken and Curtis today on Lansdowne Street. Look at these happy people out there.
Love it.
People walking around with just a...
Why is England allowed to play for Europe?
What, because they left? Because the
Brexit.
Because of the Brexit? Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Should be banned. Rory, though, is shoving it up the keister of America here.
Yeah,
can't allow this.
I think it's odd that his wife's walking with the American fans.
Europe, 7.5. United States, 3.5.
Awful.
With one match to play here this morning, right, with Scottie Scheffler needing to do something, down one with three to play.
Why is it that the greatest golfers struggle in this format? Forever, Tiger sucked in the Ryder Cup.
I don't know. They're individualistic, too wrapped up in themselves. Not enough... team spirit.
I don't want Keegan to get blamed. I like Keegan Bradley. So very good TV, but the Americans are pooping their pants.
Big news for the New York Jets, Curtis. Justin Fields has been cleared and will start Monday night. So the 0-3 Jets have a shot this week.
Isn't it the winless Monday night game?
Yeah, it is. Do you take more joy in the Jets struggling again or the Mets possibly missing the postseason?
Oh, Jets times a billion. Maybe it's Mike Greenberg's fault. I don't know. I just forever, Rex Ryan, everybody, the Jets just always took up way too much of the national conversation. They have not won anything ever. And, you know, I don't know. I didn't understand. Do you see the Francesa rant against Aaron Glenn for the dance on the sideline?
Yeah.
Like, I think Aaron Glenn's going to be successful. If he's not, it's not his. Yes. I loved his approach this offseason. I love how they got rid of Aaron Rodgers. I wish they would have won week one, but. He seems like the first adult to be running that organization in a long time, maybe since Herm Edwards.
Have you gone over the permutations for the baseball postseason matchups? Who could finish where? Wins, losses, how they impact this weekend? Danny from Quincy called it and said he does not want them to rest people. He wants them to keep playing, play to win.
He said tank. That's not.
Don't tank.
That's literally you tank to get a draft pick. They're in the playoffs. They're just resting people.
But you tank to get the sixth seed, I guess.
Was Danny pissed that Tom Brady would sit out the second half of the last regular season game because they'd already clinched home field? Like, what's the difference?
Well, the curious thing is the Astros have imploded, so the Tigers, your opponent today and tomorrow, are pretty much going to make it. I mean, all they have to do is win one game or have the Astros lose another, which they might. So do they really care about winning the Central? Because the bye is not at stake for them. The Guardians and the Tigers, no matter what happens, they got to play in round one. They could get a home series as opposed to going on the road, I guess. That's big.
I said this when we had Breslow on, when the Red Sox may have been in contention for the division. I said, you know, to me, you want to make sure Garrett Crochet is healthy, well-rested, and ready to go. That was more important than having home field in the wild card weekend.
Like, yeah, give them credit for that, right? They
perfect
timed it up perfectly.
And so you got Crochet on normal rest on Tuesday in likely Toronto, and you'll be able to have – because if you win that, you just got to split the next two. Bing, you're in.
Are you on board with Bayo as your number two starter?
Yes.
And Giolito, you would pitch in that game if needed, if you're up 1-0?
Quick hook for Bayo, and you got Giolito waiting in the wings.
And then you would come back in game three with probably Harrison, I guess, or Conley, who goes today.
But the I was just going to ask a question about the so Crochet – oh, yeah, what do you think the odds are? Red Sox, Blue Jays, best of three, all in Toronto. Who's the favorite?
It depends on if Bo Bichette's healthy. If he is back, the Jays are a favorite, a slight favorite. If he's not, I think the Red Sox might be like even money on the road, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to imagine they're favorite in game one.
With Crochet, yeah. And that gets back to my Sunday decision. You think the Blue Jays should not risk pitching Gausman on Sunday. But if I think it's worth it for them. The bye in the first round.
All they need to do is win.
If the Blue Jays win out, they get the bye and they're the one seed.
So you're saying if they win today, you start Gausman tomorrow.
If they win today and the Yankees win and keep pace, I'm pitching Gausman tomorrow, knowing you have a chance to not have him available in the wild card if you lose. But the upside is so much greater for them. Get past the wild card round where they suck, and then you get a week's time to get everybody healthy. For them, that is huge. They need it. Like, in order for them to get where they want to go, which is the World Series, they have to take a chance.
Yeah, I feel like you might be right. Is there any speculation as to what they will do? Do we know? Have they spoken about it?
I don't think so. I think they're hoping the Yankees lose one, and the decision is made for them.
Yeah, I'm not into the big conspiracy theory as it relates to baseball compared to other sports, but they do not want Toronto advancing past either the Red Sox or the Yankees. Mm. So who knows what's going to happen there, but it'll be...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. If it is Red Sox, Blue Jays in round one, that's probably an afternoon game.
Right,
that's not a prime time.
You don't get the credit for the Canadian viewing in the United States for the TV deals they have. So
that's perfect for you. Two or three o'clock start.
Love it.
At Rogers Center.
James and I will go drive up to Toronto.
Roof open?
Yeah, right?
I guess.
Well, you can't get rained out the Sky Dome. All right, let's go to Al. How you doing, Al?
Hey, Charles, how are you doing?
What's up, Al?
You know, yeah, there's nothing like a young baseball team. I know the team has Bregman, Chapman, Story, but mostly the team is young. And mm-hmm. I'm really fired up about the team for now and in the future. And I want to thank you guys because I don't watch baseball on television. I only listen to it on radio.
Same.
I think the Christopher Russo, the sick puppy, has it exactly right. It's a companion.
Yep.
Baseball on television. Television wants action all the time. Baseball doesn't have a lot of action. It's not supposed to. It's supposed to be the absence of action. It's a thinking man's game. And you listen on radio, you can do other things. I haven't watched a baseball game on television in years. I don't care if they go to the seventh game of the World Series. I'll still listen to WEEI. I will not watch it on TV. And what do I do down here outside the market is I have the whiz bang subscription to satellite radio that lets me listen to every Red Sox game, the home team announcers, both home and
away. But we should. They're our competitor. But anyway, glad you're listening to EEI and our radio call. They've done a tremendous job this year. Will and Will will be carrying on for us in round one. And we certainly had big numbers last night. Quick aside, Giolito. We were talking about him.
Yeah, Giolito.
I had...
Furry?
I don't know if he's a furry. He was on the Keefe hashtag Dork podcast, though.
Well, look out.
He and Keefe are simpatico, and they're...
Does Bradford get territorial when Keefe has a baseball guy on the Dork?
Good question. We'll ask him, because Bradford's coming up at noon with the Baseballs and Born show. We can ask Rob during the crossover. I was critical of their approach to signing these injured guys, taking a chance on guys like Giolito, Hendricks, guys coming off Tommy John, reclamation projects. They did another one with, what's his name, Sandoval, right? They're hoping he'll be back next year. In this case with Giolito, it has turned out to prove me terribly wrong, and they Where would they be without him this year? The other part of it, though, is what if Hendricks were any good? How great of an interview has he been with you multiple times on the morning show? If only Liam Hendricks had turned into a fraction of what Giolito was and been a useful piece, they really would have something here. But whatever happened, he couldn't put it together.
Yeah,
like if he was your seventh inning guy right now and he was lights out, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he was a great interview, but horrible acquisition by Breslow.
Terrible. It was like wasted money, and other than him being a good ambassador. And
wasted money and time. I mean, the amount of – they've been waiting. They knew he was going to be a reclamation project, but he just never was able to return to form.
Yeah.
I just – yeah, that would have been great. Is he, like, around the team? Or
yeah, I think he's still around. I don't know if he was in the celebrations last night, but, I mean, I see him – in a lot of their videos.
You should have him be mic'd up during the games. I'm serious. Yeah, should playoff,
put him
awesome.
On the broadcast, actually. Although I think there was, he seemed a little miffed that one way that Cora had described his, yeah, you know, Cora said basically he's not pitching again this year, and Liam got upset that he said that, and I don't know. But it does not appear that he's going to be a factor on this.
Why would he be upset that he said that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. Red Sox, today, tomorrow, it's going to be the ticket. I think the secondary market's frustrated that they won last night, but everybody else is pumped.
Yeah. Were you going to go today or tomorrow?
I am going to go both days. I'm throwing out the first pitch tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And I honestly fast forward to Tuesday. We'll get there. We got some good games tomorrow. The Patriots game should be ugly and boring. But today, the college football slate is spectacular. Mm-hmm.
Penn State.
BC Cal, parents' weekend at
Ooh,
BC.
There you go.
You got Ohio State.
Sold out, right? Did I hear that? BC game is sold out today?
Sold out.
Ooh.
Well, Parents Weekend always sells out anyway. But Ohio State, Washington. Who do you like in that one? Ryan Day or the
Buckeyes.
Huskies?
Buckeyes. I know you hate Ryan Day, but...
I hate Ryan Day. I do love my man Jordan and Carl, University of Illinois, Champaign.
What's your pick of the day, by the way, guys?
This about to give it to you. Illinois plus 6.5 at home against Lincoln Riley and the
Ooh. Trojans. Lincoln Riley's got it going.
Brett Bielema stood up to Marcus, what's-his-face, in the Patriots locker room. Remember there was like a shoving match with, was it Bennett's brother? Martellus Bennett? Whatever. I like Brett Bielema, the head coach of the University of Illinois, to take down the bitchy to see Lincoln Riley was complaining about the early start. So
yes.
I love it. I like Illinois to All win right. by more. The cover 6.5 today.
I'm going to go bet that after the show because you are pretty well dead on other than Notre Dame bets in college football.
Yeah.
I trust you implicitly.
Notre Dame, Arkansas at noon today. Notre Dame minus 4.5 in, not Tuscaloosa, Fayetteville.
Disrespect. 309 texture. Curtis, why are you so jaded about Drake May?
Jaded? Wrong word. If he is a great quarterback, we don't need to keep talking about all the pieces around him. And you see around the league, like Josh Allen, everybody talks about him, right? Josh Allen made the playoffs in his second year or third year and was a far bigger project than Drake May. Drake May played for Mack Brown. Drake May was in the ACC. Josh Allen was in Wyoming. He was like a big gunslinger guy. And he has gotten better every year, including this year with the Bills going 3-0. So the Patriots are not going to move on from Mike Vrabel. If Drake May stinks and the Patriots stink, they're moving on from Drake May. That will be the next step. Because you're going to be with Josh McDaniels. I don't want to hear about how bad of a coordinator he is. He should be able to elevate those around him at this point of his career. Do you disagree with that?
You're right about Allen making the playoffs his second year. I forgot about that. They lost in an overtime game to Houston. Allen wasn't great in that game. 24 of 46. No touchdowns. No picks. Sacked 3 times. Was Allen elevating guys around him that year? I mean,
what were the Bills before he was there?
Yeah, I guess. They were 10-6 that year. I don't see Drake and this team getting to 10-6, so he's behind the pace. But I'd have to go
through 3 weeks.
I'm disappointed in the Patriots overall.
Right. So are they where you thought they were, a little bit behind or above?
A little bit behind, but you're missing your best player in Gonzalez. That's huge. You would have beat the Steelers if he's in. So if you're 2-1, it looks a lot differently. And largely, I've been impressed with Drake May. He is ahead, offensively speaking, in terms of moving the football, pure yards, not clutch, fumbles. You're right, he holds the ball too long. There are some downsides. But overall, generally encouraged by what I have seen, more so than I expected through 3 weeks.
What did you make of Pop Douglas yesterday when I asked about the smiling after the game?
I thought he had a pretty good interview. I mean, he hung in there. He did the best he could to explain himself.
But what do you think of his explanation?
I agree. I think he's telling the truth. I think he just is kind of an awkward, smiley kind of guy. He tries to keep it light. I don't think this was a Jelani Tavai situation where he said something really dumb or acted in a detrimental way that ripped the fans. I don't think it was that like wild. He just was uncomfortable after an obviously bad moment, and I'm ready to just let him off the hook for that one.
Yeah, but I mean, the way he's described, he doesn't want others to steal his joy.
Yeah.
You think Vrabel likes people stealing his joy?
Vrabel's a pretty upbeat guy. He's got the shots with you in the morning.
I know, the cayenne. Have you ever had one of those?
Did you actually have some?
I did. I had the whole thing.
Good?
Awful.
Oh, really?
I mean,
wake you up though?
Oh, yeah. I was ready to go. I was jumping up and down, but it was like cayenne pepper with water.
But maybe this is Vrabel's approach, because didn't you expect Efton Chisholm to be in the lineup and Pop to be benched?
Yes.
That would have been the obvious move. I think Vrabel's taking the approach of, I'm going to try to support guys when they're down.
Sometimes the obvious move is the one you should make, Ken.
Sometimes you take a risk and you get behind a guy, build him up when he's broken down. Maybe Ramondre and Pop Douglas have the biggest games tomorrow. That would be something.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if they're saying, you know, like they're going to need all of those guys to get past the Bills the next week. You don't want to have Ramondre's first touch after the brutal game to be in Orchard Park. You get it this weekend against an inferior Panthers team.
Right, that's another good point.
Maybe that's what they're thinking.
Yeah, that's a good point, because that would be a tough place to put him into.
And you agree that they were frustrated with Christian Gonzalez. They are frustrated with him. Do you think he plays tomorrow?
Yes. My read on it is Vrabel was definitely frustrated. He plays tomorrow. But I don't know to what extent Vrabel's pissed. Like, does this affect their offseason negotiations? That could be even bigger than that.
Yeah.
And affect their, you know, their overall premise of the team.
Well, I want to talk to Brad Foe before we get out of here about my new friend Rich Hill.
Just talk ball with Brad Foe? Can we talk matchups? Can we talk critical moments of the season, turning points? Can we talk
Turning Point USA? I agree.
Let's high watermarks. Can we talk breakdowns, drive line? Does this improve that Brez was right about drive line? The new approach is correct?
Were you disappointed that the Air Force One flyover, the Ryder Cup, didn't cause the Americans to get a big rally?
Let's talk to Brad Foe at Baseball Isn't Boring, the crossover next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Well, if nothing else, our next guest, Curtis, has brought Ace of Spades back into the popular vernacular. Brad Foe here from Baseball Isn't Boring, back from Toronto.
By the way, don't waste that, Tommy. I mean, come on. We're only allowed to play that 7 times per day, so...
Rob, I have to say, I was out in an event Thursday night in the Seaport for Power Forward, a great foundation. Kevin Stevens and his sister Kelly started to help fight addiction and support people out of rehab and all these great programs. It's an awesome thing. And I ran into Rich Hill and his wife, Caitlin. And the first thing I said after he introduced himself was, so, when was the last time you talked to Rob? And he said, oh, about an hour ago. I just did a podcast with him today. And what an awesome guy. I never met him in person.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, my God. The nicest person I've ever met.
One of the most genuine people you'll ever meet. And it's great because he's not only a nice guy, but he's not shy about giving his opinion.
Awesome.
And also, he does it in a way where it's so passive-aggressive. It's awesome. It's great. Well, oh, sure. That's fine. Why don't we just change the rules again? That's super.
He's so opinionated, he may have rubbed some people here in the organization a little bit the wrong way during his time here. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Who knows?
All right. I didn't know if he and Cora were simpatico.
I think they're tight.
I think that he is preparing for a crazy... right here, we have to enjoy this playoff run. Because it's going to be a bumpy couple of years, I think, for Major League Baseball, given the lockout, given the... He was telling me about the... that there is this... So forever, I always thought Baseball Players Association was the most powerful.
Oh, did you get going on that with him?
Yeah, on like the committees.
They're trying to divide us.
Yes.
Trying to divide... He does... He's trying to divide us. Sure. I mean, we even talked about... obviously, you go back to the podcast we did a couple of days ago. If for no other reason, his rant about... How important it was like guts, balls, and the mind are in postseason. I'm not saying analytics aren't important, but guts, balls, and mind, that's the biggest thing. And thank you, Rich Hill. But he was talking about
that's actually what this show should be called. Exactly. Guts, balls, and mind.
But Breslow would beg to differ. Driveline is the key.
Driveline, colon, guts, balls, and minds in some analytics. Okay. But I think that he was talking about the traject machine of all things. The pitching machine.
Right.
And he's like, why aren't we getting reimbursed? Why do they get to use our name, image, and likeness on this thing? You know why? Because they're trying to separate us, the hitters and the pitchers. The union is trying to be separate. They're trying to separate us. I mean, it is absolutely on his radar, not to be the sad trombone of this day of a celebration. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, right around the corner, you enjoy it while you can.
Well, quick question about this. Is it true that some players are getting guaranteed money worked in bonuses, I guess, that would pay them through the lockout? And is Bregman one of those guys that might have Boris working that angle for him? So this offseason, if you want to sign Bregman, okay, but he's getting paid.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, everybody is angling. This is coming. Lockout's coming. It seems weird, like, even mentioning this today, but the lockout's coming. But to talk about the Bregman thing, absolutely. When I talked to Boris, whatever it was, a few weeks ago, and he's already angling for the different things with Bregman, whether it's, he doesn't have the qualifying offer attached to him, which is going to make it a whole lot easier for him. The Red Sox have all this money to spend because, A, they got the Devers trade, and also because they've signed all these guys to these team-friendly deals. To answer your question, they're going to do that. Everybody knows this is coming. So you're gonna have to plan that, but nobody is thinking about that really. We're just thinking about free agency. We're thinking about, you know, things like, does Bregman like it here and so forth.
Well, it's funny. Curtis brought this up earlier. He and I are so different. They win the game last night. The Red Sox clinch. he immediately thinks Bregman's opting out.
I said this is a good day for Bregman. They're going to go to the playoffs. He has a good playoff run because he didn't make himself money. He didn't really cost himself money, you could say. But if he has a good playoff run, they get to the ALCS, that's much more money for Bregman. Less likely he's here.
And I think immediately he's staying because he got a clubhouse celebration. Now he's entwined.
I don't think neither one of those have anything to do with it. I think this, though, you bring up the, well, a good postseason run, what that means. The image of what we have, him celebrating with the team, what that means. It is one of the most bizarre things in professional sports to me, how a guy in 2 weeks, 2 week time, can make himself so much money and change the perception because he's good in the postseason. Like Evaldi. Evaldi was terrible in September. And all of a sudden, he's good. He gets his deal. Our guy, Joe Kelly, he wasn't going to make the postseason roster. He goes on a run. He gets a 3-year deal from the Dodgers.
Like a Derek Lowe in 04.
Derek Lowe, another
he was here last night.
Another great example is a Derek Lowe. And so what I'm saying is that as we sit here, I do think that it's a big risk for Bregman to opt out. I still think that because I think that he is of more importance to the Red Sox or perceived as more important to the Red Sox than he would be in the open market. But that said, you get into a good postseason run, that can change the narrative in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, I also think back to a guy like Schwarber. I mean, would have been a great signing. He had a great playoff run, and then they let him go.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back to the different chorus soundbites, we're going to power rank the chorus soundbites for the regular season. I don't want to hear about Yoshida's shoulder anymore. I don't want to hear about like the stuff that we always talk about. But if you go back to when they played in Philadelphia, where he was talking about Schwarber, overt.
Oh, he was buttering him up.
And he should, by the way. Like, why not? Let's go. I mean, if you have Kyle Schwarber in that clubhouse, that was one of the biggest.
You're saying Lo Vonn is not the first baseman of the future?
Lo Vonn.
I don't know. People are loving him. He's coming up with some.
Oh, I like Lo.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no problem.
Baby
Lo.
Pedro and Mo Vonn. Those are
not my nickname. I'm just passing it on.
I was driving in and I heard. What did you say? Clutch City.
Clutch City.
I literally came out of my skin. I was so uncomfortable when you said that.
If I didn't have to work here, I would have left.
Just having some fun. Just trying to have clutch.
I think you need to look up fun and what it is. It certainly is not Clutch City.
Can we be more creative?
Right, Circuit City has a longer run life.
It's all right to workshop something like that.
It's just the workshop. It's just having fun with the nicknames.
All right,
I love it.
We workshopped it.
They did walk it off last night. They were a little clutch. They came back. Cora was masterful. Curtis will give him like zero credit for a beautiful managerial job last night.
Do you understand my frustration with the Red Sox world? And it's not really you, or it's not. I'm not trying to do this as like a. There's not somebody I have in mind specifically. It's just the Red Sox win, masterful night for Cora. The Red Sox lose, Breslow and the analytics suck. It's like when they make a bad decision managerially. We can always point to, he's getting the word from up top. You know, it used to be Carmine. Now it's Breslow and the analytic nerds.
Yeah.
Either he gets credit and blame or he doesn't. You can't have it both ways.
Well, I think that this year, maybe more than any other year that he's had here, he got more criticism early on, especially. I mean, there was the Vlad Guerrero move early in the year. We can highlight those.
You were at the Springfield that night.
Yeah, there you go. But I will say this, and last night was an example of this, and I'm with you, Chris. I mean, I get it, but I will say this. They asked me this question on the afternoon show yesterday about power rank, the thing that you're the most confident in heading into the postseason, and they talked about starting pitching, relief pitching, lineup, Cora. And I said Cora because I look at what all we have to go by is what he was in the postseason previously, and he was really good. At 18, he was on an unbelievable heater.
Awesome.
And so you see moments like yesterday in these sort of games, I'm like, that guy has proven to be that guy. So I think that is a feather in their cap. It could go the other way. But right now, I would think that Cora is at the top of the list of things that you should feel good about this team.
Who is this year's Steve Pierce? Do we have like a Nate Eaton or Yoshida?
Nathaniel.
Yeah, it could be Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, yeah, right? It's a good
guess.
One.
I mean,
was there really a Steve Pierce before there was Steve Pierce? I mean, that was kind of a unicorn.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah.
Santiago, you gave up Santiago Espinal, though. How could you ever do that?
Ugh.
Once again, a lesson, Dave Dombrowski, no, he does not gut the farm system. He actually trades guys that don't end up becoming anything.
I am fascinated. You're probably not. And you guys have a lot of Red Sox topics to get to. By the Jays' decision of whether they pitch Gausman Sunday or not, if they're tied with the Yankees going into tomorrow. Because if you pitch him and you lose, he's unavailable in the wild card round. But if he wins, you get a bye and you get the number one seed and you're off for a week. What would you do?
I would pitch him.
You would throw him. Aggressive.
It's a big swing. It's a big swing between.
Huge.
It's a big swing, number one, between earning the division and also the next guy who is going to pitch for them.
Yeah.
By the way, your Canada roots are just coming out.
Yeah. Well, same with Scooble.
All that's missing is an enormous plate of poutine in front of you, which I had. We talk about missed opportunities. I had the opportunity to watch Lou Maloney eat poutine.
You didn't film it?
Nah.
Oh,
nah,
boy.
It was late. A lot of stuff was flying on.
Really?
Around. But in case people don't know what poutine is, you could correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's gravy on top of French fries.
Sure
right?
is.
It's
yeah.
cheese.
Had some at our wedding, our reception. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. To this day, one of the great hungover meals of my life in Montreal, waking up just totally blitzed and having poutine was so good.
Did it do the trick?
Oh, God.
So I'm glad you brought that up. Sammy's with me from Playtassie. He's going to be with me. And so he had, back in the winter weekend a couple of years ago, and Sammy, you tell me if I'm wrong, but Wade Boggs was there. And Sammy had one question to ask him. You have one question to ask Wade Boggs. What is it going to be?
Can you put chicken in poutine?
What is the best hangover remedy that you have?
Oh, great question.
Good question.
And he got a great answer. Like right off the bat, right, Sammy? Chocolate milk and scrambled eggs. So this is today, let it be said, let it be done. This is the chocolate milk and scrambled egg game today, correct?
I think this is.
It's like,
this is the sober.
Get some to the clubhouse.
All right, well, baseball isn't boring. It's got 3 big hours, and Bradfoe's doing the pregame.
Oh my goodness.
4 hours of Bradfoe.
I have a quick question. When they, you know how like all the streets now in like downtown bougie area, Southeast got one now, they have the nurse store where you go in when you're hungover and they give you new.
Oh, yeah.
Do they do that in clubhouses? Is that against the rules?
It's either that or a massive amount of Pedialyte.
Well, yeah.
Pedialyte is clutch. The best thing that was.
You know what I call Pedialyte, Rob? Yeah. Clutch City.
Hey. Your guy Sammy tweeted last night. It was a top five night of his life.
So oh, wow.
I can't wait to hear the details
we'll
of that on the
talk
way.
About
that is unbelievable.
I mean, I
got to live a couple more years.
Talk about Clutch City.
I mean, it was, to be honest, Ken, it was probably a top five night of my life, too, but only because I got an $800 voucher from Porter Air.
I heard.
For flying back at 8 o'clock last night.
You got some baseball playoff money.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Curtis, see you Monday.
See you, well, I'll talk to you Monday.
Talk to you Monday.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
All right.
Down at Gillette on Monday because we do have a Pats game. But in the meantime, we got some Red Sox revelry coming, I'm sure. Baseball isn't boring. Line them up, 617-779-7937 here on WEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.